Title: Maneuvers on the 340B Drug Pricing Program Battlefield, Duplicate Discounts and Contract Pharmacies. Content: In a December 12, 2017 advisory board article, The 340B Drug Pricing Controversy, explained, Scott Orwig wrote, The 340B drug pricing program is one of the most contentious issues in healthcare. Its critics say it hurts patients and is being abused by hospitals. Its defenders say it's vital to the health of low-income patients and essential to helping safety net hospitals care for their communities. Mr. Orwig's words from 2017 can easily be recycled today as an apt description of what's currently going on in the world of the 340B drug pricing program. 340B program. Critics are still saying that 340B program participating hospitals and other providers, covered entities, are enriching themselves on discounts that were meant to bring expensive prescription drug therapy to the vulnerable populations routinely treated by the country's safety net hospitals. In reply, 340B program participating hospitals are saying that pharmaceutical manufacturers are enriching themselves at the expense of safety net hospitals and the populations they serve. In 2020, the debated issue relates to the concerns of pharmaceutical manufacturers and others regarding 1. Duplicate discounts under the 340B program and the Medicaid Drug Rebate Program, MDRP, or, as recently described by the American Hospital Association, AHA, the unsubstantiated concerns of pharmaceutical manufacturers regarding duplicate discounts, 2. And the use of contract pharmacy arrangements by 340B program participating hospital to dispense 340B program discounted drugs. I. Duplicate discounts as described in prior articles. 1. Posted on this blog, the 340B program and the MDRP require manufacturers to provide discounts on outpatient drugs in order to have their drugs covered by Medicaid. These discounts take the form of, I, reduced sales prices for covered entities, qualifying hospitals and other healthcare providers that participate in the 340B program and, the second, manufacturer rebates on MDRP-covered drugs dispensed to Medicaid beneficiaries, such rebates being shared by states and the federal government. In order to protect drug manufacturers from the potential of having to offer discounts on top of rebates when a 340B program drug is dispensed to a Medicaid beneficiary, federal law includes a mechanism designed to protect manufacturers against the possibility of duplicate discounts. According to the federal statute at 42 U.S.C. Section 256B, A, 5A, I, revenue related to the sale of 340B program drugs dispensed to Medicaid beneficiaries is to be excluded from the MDRP rebate calculation. Implementation of the above statutory protection against duplicate discounts requires that state Medicaid programs, when calculating their MDRP rebates, know when 340B program-covered drugs are dispensed to Medicaid beneficiaries. Notwithstanding the need for such information, in a January 2020 GAO report, 340B Drug Discount Program, oversight of the intersection with the Medicaid Drug Rebate Program needs improvement. The 2020 GAO report, the GAO concluded that there was insufficient oversight at the federal level to ensure that the necessary 340B program/MDRP information was being submitted to the state Medicaid agencies to limit the duplicate discount risks, as required under the statute. Therefore, the GAO recommended that CMS begin requiring state Medicaid agencies to implement policies and procedures to prevent duplicate discounts, and that the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, the federal agency charged with the implementation of the 340B program, assess covered entity compliance with those policies and procedures. In response to the GAO's recommendations, the HRSA issued a new program update on July 20, 2020, that set forth new covered entity registration and recertification requirements, including a requirement that covered entities indicate whether they will or will not be billing Medicaid fee-for-service for drugs purchased at 340B prices. If the covered entity discloses that it will be billing Medicaid fee-for-service for 340B program drugs, the covered entity must also identify, I, each state Medicaid program that it plans to bill, and, 2. The billing numbers it will list on the bill to each state Medicaid program. 2. Contract pharmacies citing the issues raised in the 2020 GAO report and other Gover.